This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. On a hot day in May, Ms. Mosquito and I decided to leave home and head to the hills. Further than the hills, our intention was to get high in a sky island. High up, I should say. I can get high in a grassland if I want. Anyway, we were headed to cooler temperatures and, of course, cool flora and fauna. Maybe the irises will be blooming, my wife said hopefully, as we left the desert grassland and started to climb through oak woodland. And don't you just love how we, you and me, how we can leave the desert and head up into the mountains and go through these life zones, these biotic communities as you climb? I mean, if you live in Tucson, you can leave saguaros and climb to oak and juniper woodland and pinyas and up to coniferous forests. From our place in the grassland, it goes like this, grassland to woodland, oaks, junipers, pinyons, Chihuahuan pine, and then Apache pine. And of course, if you're a plant geek, you're shouting out the names as you climb, right? Climb all the way to the coniferous forest. I love the way the different communities melt into one another, where you get this mishmash of species before a community becomes more defined as some species disappear and others are predominant. It's so cool. And of course, we hope for critters and say their names as we climb and see them. Turkeys, white-tailed deer, ravens, Mexican jays. You know what I'm talking about because I suspect you do it as well. So on our hot day in May, we climbed 8,000 feet in elevation and made it to a meadow where we found blooming irises, many blooming irises. And we sat in the shade of huge ponderosa pines eating lunch and glassing birds. I should say, eating and glassing can be tough on binoculars. Why can't I see that summer tanager? Because the mayo on your lens? But listen. After lunch, we poked around on a north-facing wooded slope. Aspen, maples, elderberries, Doug fir, ponderosa pine, southwest white pine. I'm forgetting something. New Mexico locust. Ouch. But it was blooming, so it was worth the blood. Mountain spray. And so many other cool things in that rich soil. You can imagine from the litter, the leaf litter. And in that understory, there was this cool 1 foot, 2 foot tall plant blooming. I almost squashed it, stepped on it, you know, because I was photographing big tooth maple seed, the samaras. But creamy white flowers on racemes above green tubby lanceolate leaves. You'll have to look up tubby lanceolate in your glossary, that clasped the stem. and oh my, I mean, I recognized it. It was Smilacina racemosa, but now it's Myanthemum racemosum. And if you like common names, it's called false Solomon seal or false Lily of the Valley, that's right. Solomon seal and lily of the valley are exotic ornamentals, and somebody probably had them in their garden, their personal garden, and said, that looks like lily of the valley. Oh, well, anyway, what a beautiful plant. And those creamy white flowers will lead to small red berries with little purple specks on them. And so it's pretty in fruit, pretty in flower. If you're interested in medicinal plants, this is a plant to look up in your favorite herbal. And what else can I tell you? Oh, the genus Myanthemum is from Greek, meaning May, like the month of May. May flower. Racemosum refers to the flowers, those creamy white flowers on racemes. But here, here is the best part of the whole thing. You got to get high in the mountains to see it. Oh, yeah. I mean, the desert is beautiful. But sometimes you got to get high in the mountains. Yeah, you do. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito. And this has been Growing Native.